This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in three post-budget webinars via video conferencing today. These webinars are being held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions and regulatory, investment and ease of doing business forums. Our correspondent reports the webinars will provide a collaborative platform for government officials, industry leaders and trade experts to deliberate on India's industrial, trade and energy strategies. The discussions will focus on policy execution, investment facilitation and technology adoption, ensuring seamless implementation of the budget's transformative measures. Princess Astrid of Belgium, who is on a visit to India, will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. She is on a visit till the 8th of this month. Princess Astrid, along with Belgian Defence Minister Theo Franken, met Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday. They discussed ways and means to enhance defence industrial cooperation between the two countries. The Defence Minister welcomed Belgian investments in the defence sector. He suggested that Belgian companies can play an important role by expanding their footprint in India and integrating Indian vendors into their supply chains. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the country's research and development spending has doubled in the last decade, from more than 60,000 crores in 2013-14 to 1.27 lakh crore rupees. Speaking at the Disha program event in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Singh said the Disha program will propel the country's knowledge economy and strengthen Atmanirbhar Bharat. He asserted that homegrown innovations in artificial intelligence, AI, biotechnology and quantum computing will shape the country's economic future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will embark on an official visit to the United Kingdom and Ireland today. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold discussions with his counterpart, Foreign Secretary David Lammy, and will meet several other dignitaries. According to the External Affairs Ministry, India and the UK share a comprehensive strategic partnership, and the bilateral relations have strengthened across diverse areas, including defence, security, trade, economy, health, education, and people-to-people ties. During his two-day visit to Ireland, Dr. Jayashankar will meet with his Irish counterpart, Simon Harris, and other dignitaries. India strongly rejected comments made by UN Human Rights Chief Walter Turk in his global update at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Speaking at the UN, India's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Mr. Arindam Bagchi, called the remarks unfounded and baseless, saying they did not reflect the reality on the ground. Bagchi emphasized that India is the world's largest democracy with a vibrant and diverse society. He criticized Turk's reference to Kashmir and Manipur and using Kashmir instead of Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Bagchi highlighted Jammu and Kashmir's high voter turnout, booming tourism and rapid development. The Border Security Force shot dead a Pakistani intruder at the India-Pakistan border in Amritsar yesterday. This is the second such incident in recent days. On Wednesday, a Pakistani intruder was also shot dead by the BSF troops along the international border at Pathankot. US President Donald Trump has confirmed that tariffs on Canadian and Mexican products will be implemented as planned. Mr. Trump told reporters in White House yesterday that on Tuesday, 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico will start. President Donald Trump told that there was no room left for Mexico or for Canada regarding trade negotiations.
No room left for Mexico or for Canada. No, the tariffs, they're all set. They go into effect. Vast amounts of fentanyl have poured into our country from Mexico. And as you know, also from China, where it goes to Mexico and goes to Canada. And China also had an additional 10, so it's 10 plus 10.
Stock markets in the U.S. fell after the announcement. The tariffs had been a possibility for months, but now are officially starting today. In addition, a 10% tax on goods from China is also expected to begin soon. In the ICC Champions Men's Cricket Trophy, India will face Australia in the first semi-final in Dubai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. India topped Group A after winning all three of their group stage matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.